Roman numeral page 8, historical summary. This book is not a history, but rather a compilation of gospel principles as taught by President Heber J. Grant. The following chronology provides a brief historical framework for these teachings. It omits significant events in secular history, such as wars and worldwide economic crises. It also omits many important events in President Grant's personal life, such as his marriages and the births and deaths of his children. November 22, 1856. Heber Jetty Grant is born in Salt Lake City, Utah, to Rachel Ridgway Ivins Grant and Jedediah Morgan Grant. Heber's father, who served as second counselor to President Brigham Young, dies 9 days later. June 10, 1875. Accepts a call to serve in the presidency of the Salt Lake City 13th Ward Young Men's Mutual Improvement Association. April 6, 1880. Begins service as the secretary to the general presidency of the Young Men's Mutual Improvement Association. October 30, 1880. Begins service as state president in Tooele, Utah. October 16, 1882. Ordained an apostle by President George Q. Cannon of the First Presidency. 1883 to 1884. Visits communities of Native Americans working with other church leaders to call and set apart priesthood holders to labor there. 1897. Serves as a member of the general presidency of the Young Men's Mutual Improvement Association and as business manager for the church magazine titled The Improvement Era. Roman numeral page 9. August 12, 1901 through September 8, 1903, organizes and presides over the first mission in Japan. January 1, 1904 through December 5, 1906, presides over the British and European missions. November 23, 1916, set apart as president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. November 23, 1918, set apart as president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. November 27, 1919, dedicates the temple at Laiea, Hawaii. 1920, leads observance of the 100th anniversary of the First Vision. August 26, 1923, dedicates the temple at Cardston, Alberta. October 3rd through the 5th, 1924, presides over the first general conference to be broadcast by radio. 1926, under the direction of the First Presidency, the Church initiates the Institute of Religion program. October 23, 1927, dedicates the temple at Mesa, Arizona. April 6, 1930, presides over the observance of the 100th anniversary of the Church's organization. 1936, the First Presidency establishes the Church Security Plan, now called the Church Welfare Program. February 1940, suffers a stroke. April 6, 1942, delivers a general conference address for the last time. For the next 3 years, all his conference talks are read by others. May 14, 1945, dies in Salt Lake City, Utah. End of the historical summary.